proclamation number 5518 dated the October 27th, 1952. Awakening spiritual hunger. Spiritual hunger shall be awakened among people. This requires the offer of tasty morsels which precisely contain that knowledge which was ambiguous to the human being. Every person can be touched somewhere. Every person has a specific question which occupies him, and if he can receive an explanation to it, he will also open his heart for further knowledge, and then it will be most successful if the teacher does not deny him an answer, if all concepts are known to him and clear enough so that he can pass his knowledge on to another person, so that he can satisfy the hunger of someone who desires the truth. The desire for truth has not yet been awakened in the human race. People casually dismiss what is incomprehensible to them. They don't desire clarification, and therefore it cannot be offered to them either. But the reason for this can always be found in the fact that their thinking was not stimulated, that no samples were offered to them, that they were not impelled to express themselves, to clearly state their own thoughts. A question can be extremely interesting to them if it is asked at the right time and in the right way, and the answer can be extremely satisfying if it is given by an authorized teacher who represents the pure truth and can pass it on. Then the desire for more knowledge will arise by itself in them, and only then can a famished person be nourished with the bread from heaven. An answer which betrays ignorance does not satisfy and can prevent people from wanting to find some kind of clarification. The pure truth, however, speaks for itself and therefore also to every person who wants to know it. And this person will always be offered the heavenly bread which is conveyed to him from above. He will no longer need to starve and live in want. He will always receive according to requirement and worthiness. For enjoying the bread from heaven only requires the will to correctly revive the soul. It requires being receptive for what God's love offers him. Therefore you should, as true representatives of God and His kingdom, always proclaim His word, even if there is no desire for it as yet. For He Himself will bless you if you speak, and you'll experience this blessing, because the listeners will want to know more themselves. They will look for every opportunity where the divine word is proclaimed to them. What you receive through God's great love yourselves must be distributed by you with love. Then it will not fail to make an impression on your fellow human beings. Then you will be promoting God and His kingdom and will render faithful vineyard work, for you are His servants. You should show the table of the Lord to those who want to eat and thus bestow good gifts. You should always proclaim the word of God wherever the spiritually famished are sent to you. You should offer the bread of heaven to them and keep their spiritual hunger alive, so that time and again new nourishment will be requested for the souls who once have tasted the heavenly bread. Amen.